Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in. It is the Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Woo-hoo! Here on Fox Sports Radio. And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
We will. Bill, we'll do it live. Rob Parker and Kerry Rhodes. Here for Chris Broussard. What's up, Kerry?
We're in the building. We are in the building. And yes. I'm so excited because I think, you know, Fox just gets me, right? I'm sitting here besides you. And I'm also looking directly to the right of me a little bit to give you guys the picture. And I walk in and I see the lamp from Christmas Story in. And I'm just so excited. I'm in the mood. It's time to go.
No doubt about it. And how was the Christmas? Everything was good?
Christmas is good. Very, very chill. I do a movie on that day. Keep it very simple.
Relax.
Saw a movie, went home, opened some gifts, watched some TV, watched some ball, and that's
very
it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
When you're a former NFL safety and have money and a movie actor and director and all that, what kind of gift could you get that moves you? I mean, do you know what I'm saying?
The only thing that moves me, I'm being honest. Yeah, I know. You're right. The only thing that moves me when it comes to gifts are, it's just thoughtfulness. And that's really it. I've played Santa for so long, so it doesn't really matter about that. I just want something that, like, the best gift I've received to this day is from my mother. My mother gave me, like, my old school Little League football games that were on VHS.
She put them on a disc
and gave it to me.
That's thoughtful.
And
that was cool. That is.
You know what
is.
I mean? So,
for me, like my family, all I do is I ask them. They just buy me gift cards to restaurants I have lunch at.
Yeah.
That's it. Can we buy you a tie? Can we buy you a shirt? Can we buy you a suit?
Yeah.
No. I don't need any of that. I'm good.
You know, the other thing I love like little kids' toys or like, I'm a big Spider-Man guy.
Okay, so any kind of, if somebody knows you, they know you love Spider-Man, they'll get you something.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, here we go, man. We got a great Trash Talking Tuesday for you. And we want you to know also that if you like using debit over credit, you should also get rewards, shouldn't you? Well, now you can with Discover Cashback Debit. It's the checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases with no fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashback debit. Discover Bank member FDIC. Oh, we got the crew here again. Of course, Alex is our engineer. Patrick is our producer, and Monty Bolaños is here at the anchor desk. So, yes, we have so much to do, so little time. Ephraim Salam will be joining us in about 25 minutes. Also, Rob Woodson, the Hall of Fame DB, he'll join us. That's right, in hour number two. And Martin Weiss with an edition of Trolling or Rolling. That's coming up in the final hour. But we start here. NFL last night, the last game, Kerry. And I gotta say that.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I watched the game, and it was supposed to be a coronation for Brock Purdy. I heard Joe Buck. I heard Troy Aikman. They were all set, ready to go. Here's this guy who was Mr. Irrelevant, and he's in the lead for the MVP, and now he's going to do his thing against the Baltimore Ravens, and we're going to coronate this guy. He's the MVP. He's the guy. He's beaten all the odds. And now here he is, America. You can't turn your back on him. You can't shake your head at him anymore. You can't poo-poo Brock Purdy anymore. And guess what? Brock Purdy turned in the biggest flop in the history of sports when it was his turn to change the narrative on him.
Okay.
It would have changed the narrative, Kerry, had he come out and played well and beaten the Baltimore Ravens, whose defense has been incredible.
Yes.
Allowing like 15 points a game. And that would have been something to carve them up, beat them, and let everybody know, I'm real, I'm here, stop with all the nonsense, stop with the talk, I'm the MVP of the league, and guess what? He went to bed. Four interceptions.
Yep.
And stop with the, they were tipped. Do we go back and count everybody else's whose interceptions were tipped?
Absolutely
stop
not.
It. That's a part of football.
It's part of the game.
Okay? Guys put their hands up in the hopes of tipping the ball.
Exactly.
That's your job to avoid somebody tipping your pass. Come on, man. Stop with the excuses. And this does not mean that Brock Purdy is garbage and he can't play.
Right.
Okay, the MVP was quarterback on the other team.
Absolutely.
And if you don't see that, and if you, I don't care what his numbers are, he's the most valuable player on the best team in the league.
Yes, that part. When you add that part to it, that is the cherry on top. But as far as Brock Purdy goes, still a good player. He's had moments this year. He's had moments where he's looked bad. And for him to look bad on that stage in that game, when all the talk was, they were the far superior team coming to this game. It was nobody really giving Baltimore a real shot.
They were 6.5-point underdogs, Kerry. That you think the Vegas gave that just, oh, let's give Baltimore 6.5 points.
Exactly. No, I mean, they were supposed to get ran out of there going to Santa Clara on the road.
Flying on Christmas Eve or whatever to get there.
And all the things. And for Baltimore to come out and play the way they did and make Brock Purdy look the way that he looked, they deserve all the credit. And I know that we want to, you know, we're in the industry of, you know, hot takes and being firm with your decisions and your choices. That's what we do. But don't, and I think you should stick to that. But I know a lot of people are today on this Tuesday trying to backpedal a little bit and say it's more about Baltimore's defense and all the things they
no,
do
you
outside
need to stop
of that guy.
Right. You need to stop that. And there are a lot of guys, and Kerry, I get it. You're a former player. You have a soft spot for certain teams.
Absolutely.
You played.
Yeah.
Like people can try to act like they don't. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, you wore a uniform. They drafted you. They changed your life.
Yeah.
You feel like you owe people something.
Sure.
It's just natural.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But for some of these former 49er players who refuse to admit that they were wrong in this situation, and I'm not saying, again, that Brock Purdy can't play or he doesn't deserve a spot in the NFL. That's not what this is.
Yeah.
But when you start mentioning him with Joe Montana.
Stop.
And, yeah, please.
Just stop.
Can you stop? Like, what are we talking about? I'm stunned when I hear former players who know how hard it is to play, who know what Joe Montana's done, to just be flip and throw somebody's name. We're so quick in this day and age to crown people before they've even won anything.
And that's the part about sports in general, right? In these times now, we have to anoint people so quickly because we live in that age, right? What have you done for me lately? And when we say lately, that means in the last 10 seconds.
Right.
Like whatever the thing is, it's the thing. Where you had to, back in the day, you had to actually earn your stripes. You get a point. I mean, I was, just take it to myself. I made the all-rookie team. I came back the next year and proved it again. I was all pro in the second year. But you don't get paid off that. You get paid off what you keep doing and continue to build off of. And so it took me years to get to the point where people would put me in the same breath as, you know, the top guys at that time.
Right.
It takes time. And Brock Purdy hasn't done enough of that yet. So that's why that was my only beef with the situation. You don't ever put him in the same sentence as Joe Montana.
It just doesn't even make any sense.
No.
We had a former 49ers on. He does the stuff up in the Bay Area. And me and him went at it. He told me, oh, Brock Purdy's the MVP. You're crazy. And I said, well, you come back on the show after he throws three interceptions. I said three. I was wrong. I'll admit I was wrong because he had four. He had a four-piece. Two pieces of extra white meat. I mean, seriously. And if you watch this, I'm going to say this. If you're a 49er fan, it was your worst nightmare last night.
Yeah.
That was your worst nightmare because you didn't want to believe it. Like you know they're hanging on it that he has to deliver and get them to win a Super Bowl. They've already been to the Super Bowl, that team, without Brock Purdy.
Yes.
So the only thing he has to do is deliver, and now there's doubt. Mm-hmm. He finally played a great defense and looked like tuna fish. Like that's what he looked like. And that's the scary part is now there's doubt.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. Like before, when they had the three-game losing streak, they tried to paint, these guys were out. You had your team.
Yeah.
You had your guys.
Oh, there were no excuses last night.
Last night. That was supposed to be, and I'm telling you, his whole career could have changed on last night. And I know, I'm not trying to overstate it.
You're right. You're right.
Because had he won that, and then they go on, right? If they beat the Ravens, whatever, and he wins the MVP, mm-hmm. Mr. Irrelevant, and it's not like it's never happened.
Right.
Kurt Warner wasn't even drafted, and he won MVP.
Yeah, Tom Brady, seventh round.
Okay,
guy,
so. Yeah. So six, let's not act now, right. Let's not act like somebody who wasn't the top pick never won the MVP.
Yeah.
But for him, had he shined national television, mm-hmm. everybody watching on Christmas night. Ain't nobody going anywhere. Everybody, right?
Everybody watched.
Everybody watched last night. Probably the first time a lot of people got to see Brock Purdy play live.
Yes. And he wet the bed.
There's no other way you can say it, Kerry.
Rob? You know what's crazy about it is the first couple of possessions – it looked like it was going to be a San Francisco victory, too.
And he moved the ball down with
really,
ease.
That's
what I'm saying. And that's what I went with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. Yeah. They were ready to they were going to lay it on thick.
Yeah, and then he threw the interception, and that literally changed the game.
Changed everything.
It was literally on his shoulders. He throws a touchdown there, and they go up and just keep moving the ball up and down the field. It's a different game. He throws the interception. He gives them the turnover that gets Baltimore back in the game, and that changed the whole game.
100%. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We definitely want to hear from you on the Brock Purdy. This was a coronation set up for him, and he flopped. And if you don't agree, if you agree, you could call in. If you don't agree, you could call in. If you want to say it was a bad day at the office, you have no idea the importance of that game.
Yeah.
That was not a bad day at the office. Okay, that was an earthquake, and the building that you were supposed to go to work collapsed.
It wasn't there.
No, it collapsed. That's what that was. I'm dead serious. If you think that was a bump in the road, that was not a bump in the road. He may never win another MVP. That's how might never ever.
Oh, so you're saying he was driving over the street and it was just a sinkhole appeared?
And it was just out of nowhere. All right, we want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox. It is Rob Parker, Kerry Rhodes, here on a Trash Talking Tuesday right here on Fox Sports Radio. So you know what we need you to do? We need you to stick and stay.
For a possible nightmare in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. Well, you don't know, is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Don't forget, in hour number two, your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you never are held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. Rob Parker, Kerry Rhodes in for Chris Broussard. And we're talking about Brock Purdy, who I think blew like one of the biggest opportunities for all of America, NFL America, to see what he was all about and shine in this moment at a 4-interception game. And who knows if he'll ever recover from this. And I'm talking about winning another MVP or being at that level where he was.
Yeah.
So we want to hear from you on, was that a bump in the road? Was that a big moment for him? Was it just a bad day at the office? 877-99 on Fox.
Yeah, so we got Nick from New York. What are you doing, man? What do you think? You think it was a bump in the road, or you think that's just an anomaly?
Rob, you know my favorite show. It's our show, my favorite show.
My man.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We appreciate you, Nick, from New York.
Yeah, no definitely. Honestly, I got two things, and I'll make it quick. I'm not shocked that Chris took the day after Christmas off. He probably did that 2 years ago, so we'll leave it at that. And, Rob, I was waiting for you to say the tape is out on Brock Purdy.
Right.
If they're lining it up, they know what to do now. You're playing harder teams now, harder defenses. Everyone's playing harder, more meaningful games. I honestly think they're one and done, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say. But Merry Christmas, Kerry. Happy for you. Continue. And success is in your future.
My right, man.
Man, I appreciate
Thank
that,
you, Nick.
Thank
All
you,
right,
man.
877-99 on Fox.
All right, next caller, we got Jerome from Charleston. How you doing, man? You're on with the Odd Couple.
What's up, Jerome?
What's up, Kerry and Rob? Kerry Rose, I remember you.
I hope so. He didn't play 80 years ago.
You played safety in the NFL. I remember you.
Okay? I appreciate that, man. Yeah.
Yes.
Just let me say this. Last night was a revelation to someone standing up to the bully, okay? I've been listening to this bully to stop this San Francisco talk for the last couple of months. You stand. That's when you speak truth to power, when you stand up to the powerful. Oh, nobody can beat the 49ers.
That's right.
Nobody. Well, you know what? Someone beat him. And you know what else? Hey, there's going to be more shocks. That just threw down the gauntlet in the NFC. Now, no one has to be scared of the 49ers anymore. They're beatable. Okay, Dallas. Okay, Philadelphia. Okay, Detroit. They're beatable. So who's going to shock the world next? Hey, this ain't over. Congratulations.
No.
Mike Florio, what are you going to say now?
I know. Well, he used to put his foot in his mouth talking about they're going to get the ass kicked out of them.
He was very adamant.
Wow.
Very adamant
like
about
that. That was a prediction. 877-99 on Fox. We want you to jump in.
Yeah. We got our next caller. We got Tobin from Reno. You're on with the Odd Couple. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Man, great.
Well. All right. First of all, if you took the time to watch the game against Cleveland, Stefanski's, I think, 9-2 or something like that against Kyle Shanahan. If you watched the game, Kittle, Ayuk, both dropped.
Stop with the drops. No, everybody, just stop. Stop. They drop footballs all the time. Hold on. I'll let you talk. But I don't want to hear that. You know what? They trash. They trash Aaron Rodgers' career in Green Bay. They got four games where they gave up over 40 points his defense when he played quarterback in big playoff games.
Yeah.
And nobody says, oh, my God, poor Aaron Rodgers. They say he can't win in the NFC Championship game. And you can't have it both ways.
There you go.
I'm not saying it's both ways. What you're saying is it's either MVP or bust. And this is
Was that a chance for him to win the MVP last night? Yes or no? Was that a chance?
Sure, and he blew it. But
that's what I said.
Let me finish. Neither of those two guys are MVP players. I think McCaffrey's the MVP on his
team. Stop.
And I actually think Tyreek Hill is the most valuable player.
You said you watched the game. Did you see Lamar and the plays he made? Are you kidding? He's the best player on the best team.
Yeah.
And let me tell you this, and thanks for the call. I respect your call. Thank you for the call. I do. And Kerry talked about, we had our pre-show meeting, we're talking. Kerry watches football. He played at this level.
Yeah.
Okay? This is where I respect guys like Kerry. Seriously. You want to talk about phony stats and pump. You don't think, and Kerry brought it up, all those touchdowns they scored in the red zone, whatever, where they running backs are running in, right?
Yeah.
Lamar could easily have all of those 12 or 15 touchdowns
exactly.
If they really wanted
him to have it.
Okay.
And they did that in his MVP year.
Yes, they did. But now he doesn't have to do that.
Yeah.
Stop kidding yourself if you think he can't score from there. Did you see the runs yesterday? The guy, he broke ankles yesterday.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If you're really watching the game, you understand a lot of those teams, you'll see like in those quarterback years where they're MVP, they throw 40 touchdowns, 50 touchdowns, crazy numbers. They're running play action on the 1 yard line where they could just run the ball
right,
in.
Right, easily.
Easy, cheap touchdown passes to stat pad.
Exactly.
And that's kind of how it happens. And so Baltimore's not trying to do that.
They're trying to protect
Lamar Jackson.
Why give him extra bumps and hits and we don't have to?
Exactly.
877-99 on Fox.
We got Peyton from Seattle calling in. You're on with the Odd Couple. How you doing?
Good. How about you guys?
We're doing
great. All right,
I got two things to say. Number one, all my friends were saying how the San Francisco 49ers are going to crush the Ravens and how Brock Purdy is better than Tom Brady and all that. So I was like, just you wait and see, because I don't think he's that good. And then he goes and throws four interceptions, and now they don't want to talk to me about it.
I know they don't. They're probably hiding today. I mean,
exactly, yeah. And then the second thing, I've been rooting for Monty's Clippers and Dodgers, and they're doing pretty good. So
what?
Rooting for Monty's Clippers.
Wow, all right.
Yeah, he has been.
Well,
hi,
you know
thank
what?
You.
You know what you need to do is call Monty's show on Saturday. How's that?
We don't take callers. He can't. Right. We don't take callers.
Oh, wow. So you're going to call on the Odd Couple?
He's trying to get
Monty in. There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks. Let's squeeze one more in
Let's get one more in. We got Drew from New Jersey calling in. You're calling in to the Odd Couple. How you doing, brother?
What's up, Drew?
Good. How you guys doing?
Man,
doing good, man.
Good. All right. So I'm going to get straight to it. I think he obviously squandered an MVP chance. Mm-hmm. His chances down the water. But I think if you, as you guys said, if you watch the game, I think that defense is the best I've seen since Legion of Boom.
No, their defense is tremendous.
You think they're the best since Legion of Boom?
Their defense is.
I think so. Did you see how much turnovers they got?
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Took over like 4 or 5 times.
For sure.
I think they.
They probably could have had 6 interceptions. There were 2 drops where they could have, but again, that's a part of the game.
Yeah.
But Drew, I've never seen anybody on a stage with a chance to really change the narrative about them, their position in the NFL. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, that's how big that was.
Yeah.
I don't know if people really understand Christmas night in a big game against the Ravens. Like if he had, and you saw earlier, moving the ball with ease.
Had he
destroyed that defense, there would have been no stopping the Brock Purdy talk.
The conversation around.
Thanks, Drew.
Drew. Thank you, Drew. I mean, the conversation around the defense, like, that's no secret. We already knew Baltimore had a good defense. So people are trying to act like it's because of that.
They came into the game.
It is. It's part of it.
They came into the game giving up 15 points a game. What are you talking about? We knew that already.
But even with people knowing that, they still said San Francisco is going to dominate them.
Right.
So, yes, they came in and played A-plus defense. And I'm a defensive guy,
And the reason they thought, because they thought Brock Purdy was going to put on
a
show.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
so now the caveat is, the defense outplayed them, where that was a combination of both. The defense outplayed them, but he made some mistakes too, and so that's the part of it I want people to understand.
No doubt.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk with Ephraim Salaam. You know, he played in the NFL for a gazillion years, and he'll have his take on Brock Purdy, the 49ers, and the Chiefs, and all kinds of other stuff. But first, let's get you caught up with Monty Bolaños and call her show on Saturday. Do not call the Odd Couple.
We don't take callers. Well, it's only 2 hours. We barely have enough time.
Well, they could call and get a busy signal. A number.
Rob does not like that.
Don't call here from Monty. That's right.
Since you guys were just talking about the Ravens and 49ers, Adam Schefter tweeted that it had an audience of 27,235,000 viewers. It's the second most watched Monday Night Football game in 27 years, only next to Eagles and Chiefs in Week 11 this season. So lots of people watching that one. The CBS telecast of the Chiefs-Raiders game drew an average of 39 million viewers, with the peak at 37 million viewers. So people will be watching these games, fellas. But what else is going on in the NFL? Vikings announced that tight end TJ Hockenson suffered a season-ending ACL and MCL injury. The Cleveland Browns have placed quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson on injured reserve due to a hip injury and have signed quarterback PJ Walker to the active roster. The Browns also ruled out kicker Dustin Hopkins for Thursday's game against the Jets due to a hamstring injury. Quarterback Trevor Lawrence suffered a sprained AC joint in his right shoulder. It's too soon to know if he's going to be able to play Sunday against the Panthers. And then Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin says they're sticking with Mason Rudolph as their starting quarterback for Week 17 against Seattle. They're keeping an eye on quarterback Kenny Pickett. He is close to returning from his ankle injury. In the NBA, fellas, are the Pistons going to finally win? Is this the day? They are currently up against the Nets. This may be the day that the streak is over. They're up 22-14, 4 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Are you serious? You're talking about they're up in the first quarter? I thought they were up. Are they up by 90?
Up by 90 in the fourth quarter with
10 minutes to go?
Send them the good vibes now, Rob. We've got to send them the good vibes now.
I say that they don't win another game this year. How's
oh my
that?
God, Rob, no.
Rob, this year.
There's no way.
There's no way.
There's no way.
That's terrible.
All right.
That's terrible. Magic and Wizards are tied at 26 late in the first. Back to you guys.
All right, Monty, appreciate it. Thank you. No doubt. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Kerry Rhodes, and for Chris Broussard on this Tuesday, Trash Talking Tuesday. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Our next guest, he's a former NFL offensive lineman, of course, Fox Sports Radio weekend host. His name is Ephraim Salaam, and welcome to the show. Ephraim, say hello to Kerry Rhodes.
What's up, Kerry?
Ephraim, what's up, brother?
How was your holiday, buddy?
It was good, man. It was excellent.
All right.
What about you guys?
Man, you know, I worked yesterday, but I enjoyed the little part I had before that.
Yeah, mine was chill.
Well, that's why you always stacking that money, man. Working on holidays and all that.
Yeah, whatever. You know me. I'm trying to make it happen. I ain't got no former NFL money.
Somebody
got
to do it, though.
Exactly.
Somebody
got to
do it.
We all had choices. We all had choices.
All right, help me out here. I think Brock Purdy, Ephraim blew like up the golden opportunity. He was going to be coronated last night. Here he is, if he beats the Ravens and Lamar, national television, Christmas night. People got to stop with the, he ain't that good, he's this, he's a system quarterback. Like, it was there for the taking, and he went to bed. Four interceptions. He was a part of the reason why they lost. You can't just say it was a bad day at the office. Where are you on what happened last night, and how surprised at how badly he looked?
Well, I was surprised that he looked bad, but, you know, one game doesn't make a career either way, bad or good. And so when you say, you know, as a player, when you go out and you have a terrible game, and anybody who's played sports at a high level, professional sports, has had an awful game. I'm talking about a game you don't ever want to talk about. That doesn't make your career, right? Did he wet the bed on Christmas Day at a perfect opportunity going against the best team in the AFC, probably the odds-on favorite to represent them in the Super Bowl? Yeah, he did.
But I guess, Ephraim, I'm asking you this. He had a chance to change the narrative about him. And now I'm talking about that's the lost opportunity. I don't know if he'll ever be in a conversation for MVP of the NFL. Is Patrick Mahomes going to play like this the rest of his career? Is Josh Allen? There's so many. Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow's hurt. Like there's a lot of great quarterbacks who are going to be in that conversation. To me, this was like the injury.
This was it.
You know what I mean? This was the moment.
Yeah, this was, and to that point, it was the moment, and he'll never be able to get this back. Will he fall out of the conversation for MVP? Most likely. How does he finish up the next two games? Does he rebound and gain footing in that area? I don't know. But look, I still am a Brock Purdy fan. The things that he's been able to do this year, last year, he obviously can play.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't even be a question.
That's not
anymore.
The issue, right?
That's not a question. But sometimes games get too big for players. It happens.
Right.
It really does.
It does. And I think that's the thing I kind of want to address as well. I mean, obviously, it was a bad game for Purdy, right? I mean, I think we can all say that. But we have a lot of people now trying to shift the conversation of it being a bad game of Purdy to Baltimore's defense being dominant, right? And so I think going into that game, we already knew that Baltimore's defense was good. We knew that. But people still were saying that, oh, they weren't going to be able to stop Purdy. The offense is going to go up and down the field. What do you stand on that, it being more Baltimore's defense or being more of a product of Purdy playing a terrible game? Yesterday.
It's the defense. I mean, their body of work this year for the last couple years has been tremendous. You got to remember when Lamar Jackson was hurt, this team still made the playoffs because of that defense. They ran through a cycle of quarterbacks, but they were still in contention because of the defense. There's one thing we know Baltimore is going to come to the park with, and that's a defense. So, yeah, it is a product of their defense and what they're able to do in terms of getting pressure on the passer, in terms of shutting down the run. Them with Lamar Jackson healthy, playing the way he played, let's not overshadow how well Lamar Jackson played against another top-tier defense.
Man, he was tremendous last night. Anybody who didn't watch that game and say, he's the best player out there.
Yeah.
To me, was the biggest thing, taking it, not to cast a shadow or not see how important those four interceptions were with Brock Purdy. But on the flip side, on the other side of the field on offense, Lamar Jackson is special, brother. There is not another player on the planet Earth like Lamar Jackson. And that is the fact. That is a fact. You can't name me another guy who could go out and do some of the things that Lamar Jackson does. Some of those things, I was like, I don't even know how you guard that, man. I don't even know how you stop that. What do you do?
Ephraim, with that being said, does that catapult him in your eyes as the MVP favorite right now?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, because now you have a special individual who's stepping up. Look at his last 2 weeks, the teams he's played against and the way he's played the last 2 weeks. I mean, you want to talk about driving defenses crazy. There's nothing you can do to game plan to stop Lamar Jackson. It's they really went out and got weapons. They got Zay Flowers, OBJ. They have weapons. Bateman on the outside, the running game. And guess what? They don't even have their best player outside of Lamar Jackson yes. on offense.
Crazy. Crazy. All right, let me go here. The Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, horrific, Oof. Horrific Oof. Loss. Can you imagine a quarterback, what's his name, O'Connell, has no completions. All right,
we don't know who that is.
No, wasn't it Aiden O'Connell?
Yes.
No completions the last three quarters of the game. Did you know that? No completions.
No, three. I thought it was
three
after
quarters.
Halftime.
Oh, no, wow. 3 quarters.
Okay.
And he has 62 passing yards and no completions the last 3 quarters. And look, I know the receivers are bad. People want to talk about the drops and people want to talk about the offensive line. But Patrick Mahomes got to get some blame. He had a fumble six and a pick six back-to-back yesterday. Can we at least acknowledge he's not playing well?
He's not playing well at all. He's not playing well at all. And, the defense was keeping them in games
yes.
this season.
Yep. Yeah.
But we've been seeing this come over the horizon the last month or so, last quarter of the season for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I just kept making excuses for them like a lot of other people. Well, as long as their defense is doing it, as they have Patrick Mahomes, they're going to be okay. They are not going to be okay. This is a situation where – shout out to the Raiders, Antonio Pierce. This is the first time I said it yesterday. I said, this is the first time in my life I've ever cheered for the Raiders. And it's because Antonio Pierce. Like, as a former Bronco, we don't even say Raiders.
Exactly. I hear you. Right.
Right? But Antonio Pierce, what he's been able to do to that team and for that franchise is unbelievable. I am pulling for him. I'm one of them. I mean, if they went out and Kansas City lose out, they win in division.
Yes.
I want them to go to the playoffs because I want them to get that job because the Raiders need him as the commander in chief.
Yeah, all right. Ephraim, AP.
Last thing, we got 1 minute.
You got 1 minute?
No, you got. Go ahead. You got
go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Rob. You got. It.
No.
Oh no. No, I was just saying about AP just to kind of piggyback on that. Such a good dude. I know him from my New York days, and I'm rooting for him too. But you know what, Ephraim, as a player, and you know this, once you start complaining about things and getting yourself out of character with the way you handle your business, things start to not go so well for you. And I think that's kind of what's happening to Patrick Mahomes right now. What do you think about that?
It's a slippery slope.
It is, right?
Once you start not, being true to who you are,
yes.
and obviously, first of all, you got to be honest. If things are bothering you, you got to speak up. All right, you can't keep sugarcoating. Maybe I got to throw a better pass. Maybe. No. You got to let it out. But you got to do it in a way that resonates with who you are as a person. We've seen him get out of character, and that is a ripple effect in
exactly.
that locker room.
Yep.
And that's what we're seeing with the Kansas City Chiefs right now.
No doubt. His name is Ephraim Salaam. Thank you so much for the knowledge, my man. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, brothers. You guys, happy holidays, and y'all stay safe out there.
You too.
Same to you, E.
All right, appreciate All right. it. All right, coming up next, we got a little Shekel City.
Ooh.
And Tom Izzo talking about college basketball players shoplifting. I mean, Kerry, you got to hear this because it is so ridiculous.
Is it?
that Tom Izzo, the Michigan State basketball coach, will do that and much more. It is the Odd Couple, so you know what you need to do. Stick and stay.
For a little Tom Izzo holiday past Christmas rant in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Alex, are you happy that there's no more Christmas music?
Dear Lord, I'm so excited.
You know, we got to play Christmas music for a month. It is The Odd Couple. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker, Kerry Rhodes in for Chris Broussard. Did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means simply you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. Don't forget Trash Talking Tuesday coming up in the second hour of the program. But first, it's time for some Shekel City.
To Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go. Shekel City, I'm going to go best bet. Indiana plus 2.5. They're in Houston taking on the Rockets. I'm also going with the Chicago Bulls plus 2.5 at home against Atlanta. They're playing a little bit better.
They're playing better.
With Zach LaVine
with Zach
out.
Being
Isn't
out.
That crazy? They're playing better.
The ball's not sticking and staying.
Yeah, it's sticking and staying in one hand. You're right about that. And finally, I'm going to take the Spurs plus 2.5 against Utah. That's in San Antonio. They're 4-24.
You're going to take the Spurs?
I'm going to take the Spurs here on the
Utah. Utah's playing better right now, too.
Yeah, they are.
At the moment, yeah.
On the road here, 2.5-point favorite. So I'm taking Pacers as the best bet, plus 2.5 in Houston. I'm going to take all underdogs, Chicago plus 2.5 hosting the Hawks, and I'm going to take the Spurs plus 2.5 hosting the Utah Jazz. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. All right, Kerry, this speaks of arrogance and I don't know what I just – entitlement, or I don't know what else I could just say. It just sounds so weird. So here's Michigan State basketball coach Tom Izzo. I guess he's a big anti-NIL kind of guy, right? Mm-hmm. I guess all these old school coaches,
old school guys,
it kills them that they make $8 million and the kids now are getting money. Like it just kills them to death. So listen to this story. This is a great story about Christmas time. And here's Tom Izzo from Michigan State.
There's two things that happen at the holidays. There are more upsets in the game before Christmas and the game after Christmas. That's a given. And it used to be that somebody would get picked up for shoplifting. Those are the two things Judd said every day. Now they got so much NLI money, they don't have to worry about shoplifting. But so the NLI people, you solved the problem.
Can you believe he said that?
Yeah, it was,
had I been there, I would have said, Tom, can you name the people who at Michigan State got picked up for shoplifting?
You would have wanted some clarity on that.
Yeah, tell me who you're talking about. Is there a story that I forgot or we're missing?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me who got busted for shoplifting during Christmas time that you had to bail out of jail. And then the gall to say that the NIL has stopped shoplifting rather than helping families. Right, where people with kids who can now help their parents pay the rent or their families, help them buy groceries or clothes or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Everybody's not coming from a position where they have money and revenue and income.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Kerry?
Yes.
And this helps them. Why is this made to be a joke that NIL stopping shoplifting?
Yep.
I would have not allowed him to make such a flip comment, he thinks he's cute or funny.
I was just about to say, it was in bad taste. It was just a bad taste, the joke, because I'm sure it was a joke. Or See, or he's harboring thieves, and then that's a whole different story.
Right.
Because that would put a cloud over the program. So I'm sure it was a bad joke. But the fact that NIL is such a topic right now, I mean, you should be happy that your players have something.
Why do you care? It's not even coming from the universities.
No.
The universities aren't paying them.
No, it's not.
These are private individuals, yes. Donors, boosters, companies. Why would you care?
Well, I'll tell you why he cares. Because the broke athlete that needs that scholarship to stay and needs that money from
has
the scholarship.
To listen to him.
You got to listen to him in a different way. You got a little shekel city in your pocket, then you can move around and maybe not listen or maybe transfer and go to a different place. So right. I think there's a level of that's in play too.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was in poor taste. I mean,
it is.
And yeah. I know journalism 101, you know, I teach at USC, and I thought about passing that on to my kids, that audio, let them hear it.
Did you?
And say, what as a reporter, what would you ask him after that he said that? I would have said, who? Can you give us an example? Mm. Can you tell us when it happened, Tom? Or is this just hyperbole?
Is that somebody with stature, or somebody that's just trying to get to the bottom of it? Because I think that's a thing as well.
Crazy. All right, our number two is the Odd Couple. Stick and stay,
America.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.